Caledon report dated July 10th, 2017. Approved on consent. Recommendation from Heritage Caledon regarding the feasibility of future disposition of the Caledon East Orange Lodge. Approved on consent. Notices of motion. So notice of motion regarding the zoning bylaw amendment application, Erin Pitt application, Councillor Shaughnessy. Approved on consent. Notice of motion regarding public information center proposal for telecommunication facilities. Approved on consent. Oh, Councillor Mezzapelli. Notice of motion regarding review of processes and policies for a small business. Approved on consent. Confidential session staff report 2017-17 regarding advice that is subject to solicitor client privilege litigation or potential litigation, including matters before an administrative tribunal affecting the town, appeal options for OMB appeals OPA 247 and BL 2016-083 53 King Street West, Bolton Ward 5. Okay, it's approved on consent. I do have a request. We do have a request for a resident to speak to the tower, but we've going to have an extra meeting, so I don't know really there's any intent or any need at this point in time, because we are going to we've passed a motion to support another public information meeting and public information center for that night.
Actually, we didn't. It was held. That matter was held.
Oh, was it held?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we will have to ask for a motion to allow for a delegation or a member of public. So motion to allow for a public presentation. What's the name? Robert Baffle? Baffle? B-A-F-F-O, okay, Baffle. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, mover and a seconder. Councillor Groves moves, seconded by Councillor Mezzapelli. So we will
take the vote.
Yeah, all in favor? You're in favor. Okay, carried.
Will it take a few minutes and
collect our thoughts? More so? Okay, we'll just take a break for 5 minutes. Just so everybody knows, we just went through the council meeting. We started at noon. Or something like that, and we kind of went through, so we just kind of want to break for 5-10 minutes, and then we'll start into your delegation. We've got enough for quorum, so if the delegation wants to come speak, Robert, you have 10 minutes. Rob's in the kitchen or in the committee room, I think.
Sorry.
But go ahead. You've got 10 minutes as per the procedure bylaw.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening, and thank you to all the members of council and to the mayor for allowing me the opportunity to speak here. There's a couple of us here from the ward and the neighborhood, and essentially I'm representing the residents of the parents of the kids who attend Pope John Paul Elementary School, which is within this 500 meter radius of this proposed or alleged tower. In our opinion, in many people's opinion, we believe that the public consultation process was not properly followed. Although some of us are not directly within that 500 meter radius, as residents in the neighborhood and with our kids attending the school in that proximity, we are considered residents. They're there for many hours a day, obviously attending 6 to 8 hours a day of school for, you know, hundreds of days of the year, and we are vehemently opposed to this. And I know that many of the residents, myself included, were not able to attend the initial public seminar, and the reason being we weren't in that jurisdiction, but we still believe that the process was not properly followed, and we would hope that we'd have the support of all the councillors as this goes along and moves along, and we would like to be a part of that, and we think it's very important to have another consultation meeting with residents of the school. Okay, the one last comment as well. The school itself, surprisingly, did not make any of the parents aware of this, and I believe that they were either directly or indirectly through the school board advised of this, but none of us as parents received any indication or information about this, and obviously weren't able to attend in the first place. So thank you for your time.
Okay, well, do stay there, Rob. I do have one person who wants to ask some questions. Councillor Downey, if you want to, you've got the floor.
Thank you, through you, Chair DeBoer. Just as soon as you said you were from the school and the kids, it triggered in my mind, would you not have been notified through the school? And so you're saying you weren't, there was no information being transferred from the school body to the parents?
Absolutely not. Students? In fact, one of the neighborhood, one of the fathers, a friend of mine, has actually contacted, I believe they spoke to the vice principal, and it was almost dumbfounded. They weren't even aware of this. But we definitely had no indication, or there was no letters sent out. I mean, they send out monthly newsletters to the parents, but this was not indicated on anything for us.
Have you spoken to your school board trustee in regards to the matter?
I myself have not, but somebody has already, and didn't really say much, to be honest.
I'm looking for where the communication breakdown may have happened. And I guess
they were aware of it, but didn't really say much or comment much on it. Nobody seems to know, I guess.
Okay, I guess my next comment would be for staff, which would be to, you know, have an outline of what, like the gentleman is saying, that, you know, the process hasn't been followed. And so, you know, from a town perspective, I don't want to say I take offense to that, but I think our staff work pretty diligently at following the processes that are put in place to keep everything fair and equitable for all of the residents. So I'd like to know what that process is, and then maybe we can figure out what part of that process you don't feel was followed correctly.
Sure.
Peggy, do you wish to answer that?
Sure. Through you, Chair DeBoer, to Councillor Downey, sorry. Long day. So there is a pretty extensive process, and I'll have the planner, Christina, jump in here when I say something inappropriate, but their signage is supposed to be around the site. There's supposed to be the notification within the 500 meters. We notify the school board. The school board and the school is supposed to notify the parents and all the residents within that go, the kids that go to that school, so it's up to them to do that. It's not necessarily up to the town to do that. And then the applicant actually has to advertise for the public information meeting. Staff attend to see the comments that are provided at the public information meeting. They're only required to do one, but whatever council decides, we can certainly relay that back to the applicant, but they are only required to do the one public meeting. I'm not sure if there's anything else I'm missing.
So from your perspective, from your end of the work, were all of those items met?
So from a town's perspective, what we asked for was met. Again, if the school didn't send out the letters to the people, the parents and the children that go to there, that was their responsibility to do. That's their due diligence that they're supposed to do.
Okay, so we've identified where the communication breakdown is, and how do we move forward from that with the school board?
So we can certainly notify the school board, and that's why they didn't send out the communication, because I'm not sure if this is all the parents or just if they did send something out and maybe got missed, because it was around the June time frame. So we can follow up with the school board to find out.
Okay. Any further questions? No. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am going to call forward the motion by Councillor Groves, Public Information Center proposed telecommunications facility. Is that okay with everybody here? Yes? Okay, so whereas Rogers Communication Inc. filed an application with the town for the construction of a proposed telecommunications facility located at the Caledon Center for Recreation and Wellness, Albion Bolton District Park, 14111 Region Road 50, and whereas the town of Caledon has protocol for establishing telecommunication facilities, and whereas the town's protocol requires a public information center notice in the local newspaper, signage to be installed at the property, notice on the town's website, and written notification to all neighboring landowners within 500 feet of the base of the proposed tower. And whereas Rogers Communication has fulfilled all of these requirements, and whereas a number of residents have requested further consultation, now therefore be it resolved that Rogers Communication Inc. be requested to host an additional public information center regarding the construction of proposed towers, proposed telecommunication facility located at the Caledon Center for Recreation and Wellness, Albion Bolton District Park, 1411 Regional Road 50. Mover is Councillor Grove, seconded by Councillor Shaughnessy. And Councillor Mezzapelli, you've got the floor, as you asked to have it held.
Thank you, Chair DeBoer, and thank you for the residents for coming out tonight. I was going to vote against this, not in the spirit in which it's delivered, but personally for myself, as the area councillor for the ward, it is very clear what the public sentiment is in that PIMP, that public meeting, and the town, being the landowners, entirely puts the control in the town's hands. So I just wanted to address this very quickly. I know it's been a long day, but for particularly the residents' sake, Christina, the turnout for that meeting, I'm just wondering if you could express here for the residents particularly, but you know, for the public as well, the turnout. In my estimation, and all the PIMs I've gone to for telecommunications, this was by far the most well-attended. So if you could just speak to the attendance and the sentiment of those in attendance.
Through you, Chair DeBoer. This was had a very high turnout, absolutely, compared to other public information centers that we have had in the past. Basically, the concerns that came out from the public information center were some residents were opposed to the tower altogether, and some residents were supportive, but maybe in a different location, a little bit further away from this particular property. There were some concerns regarding health safety, and they also had questions regarding a previous tower that was located to the west of this property as well, a previously approved application. There were also questions regarding how to stay informed, what their next steps are, which staff have been diligently keeping track of. And they were also asking, some of them, not all, if a second meeting could be held because they wanted to have more individuals attend who would not be, who were not present that evening.
Okay, and that's kind of where I was going, and I share this with the residents, is as a counselor who was there, I was overwhelmed by the attendance and overwhelmed also by the very strong unified position of either not at all or certainly not there. And I will say that is also a position I hold. And there's nothing that is going to happen in the second, third, or fifth public center that will change that in my mind. I know Councillor Groves feels similarly, and I know that Council will certainly respect and take into deep consideration at least our position on the matter, as it is a very specific Ward 5 matter. And I do know that some of the parents that were very strongly opposed that attended also communicated, you know, there really isn't a need for another meeting. Nothing's going to change. The information's all the same. Councillor Downey brings up a good point, and I think we need to catch what the school board does, I guess, is their business, but we certainly want to strongly encourage them to share that information with parents at that school. And if that's not in our protocol, it should be, for them to do that, to share the information. So I will support this because there was interest in doing it. I think the information is just going to reinforce what we already know. My position won't change. And it's also noteworthy that in our protocol, it is stated that such infrastructure is not preferred on public spaces like this. And that doesn't mean never, but in general it's not. So the power is entirely the town's. The report will show that. Certainly the ward councillors will speak to it, and I hope council will respect that as well. So I'll support this. I just know that we're going to get the exact same response back, but just more of it, and I think that's what some people just want, the opportunity to participate in that. So I just wanted to publicly state my position, and that is it. Thank you.
Councillor Innes.
Thank you. Just a couple of quick questions of staff with regards to requesting the second public information center or PIC. That doesn't mean that they have to.
Through you, Chair, to Board of Councillor Innes, yes, that's correct. They don't necessarily have to. Our protocol says one.
Right.
Does not mean they have to. We did ask if they wanted to do another one, and they haven't committed yes or no.
And is there a timeline that they're requesting that council provide their direction?
Through you, Chair, to Board of Councillor Innes, we haven't given them a timeline. So once if this passes, then we'll have to communicate that to them.
Okay, thank you. And I just do echo Councillor Downey's sentiments about following up with the school board, especially in particular the school board trustee, and I would encourage that the residents in that area also follow up with their school board trustee to ensure that that communication occurs. Sometimes they need to hear it not just from around this table, but from the people that directly elect them to those positions. And kudos to the community to having such a good following and coming out and speaking your voice. Thank you.
Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to Councillor Innes's question with regards to whether or not Rogers has responded. In fact, I did get an email. I did email Mr. Galbraith, and he did respond today at 12:16. That I just read briefly just the end of his email. As to the request for a second open house, we don't take a position on it, as this is the town's land. The town can require of us a second open house, and we will comply. So they are not in opposition in hosting a second public meeting, but it's certainly up to this council to do so. I, unfortunately, was not able to attend that public meeting. I don't know. I think I was away or I was somewhere else. And I do believe that if there is an opportunity and more people would like to come out, I think it is only... I think it's incumbent on us to just sort of hear what they have to say. Many of the people, we've received a lot of emails, and I'm sure the mayor has received the emails as well, expressing a lot of concerns with the proximity to the school. So certainly, as Councillor Mezzapelli says, I concur with him. We have our positions on it as the councillors for the area, because I know we've been inundating by the emails from residents. So thank you for coming in. And I guess we will go from there. I would ask that, well, school is just around the corner anyway in another week or so. So I would hope that at that time we'll host the meeting when school's in session and some communication can go out to the school, letting them know that we will be doing this and that they send out some notices to the parents. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I do have a few questions. With regards to the protocol, is there anything in there that specifies directing or not directing toward public lands?
Through Chair DeBoer, so staff will take a look at it, but we think it does say that it's allowed on town land, but it's at the discretion of council, so when we bring it forward to council.
So I guess if council's beginning to have questions, or I don't know if there's a procedure, because somewhere along the lines, Rogers would have came to the town to say, this is the location we're looking at. Somebody would have said, yeah, hold your public meetings and away we go, but there isn't the step in between where it comes to council to say, what do you guys think if this is a proper location or not?
Through Chair DeBoer, that's correct. It really isn't until the report comes back to Council, but we're hearing the comments from the public information meeting. We're hearing the comments from Council now, so we can incorporate that in our report. And again, we should echo those to the applicant as well.
Because I think this could end fairly quickly if there's a decision around this table that this isn't a location that would want to be supported by Council. Correct or not?
Through Chair DeBoer, I'm not sure procedurally how you would do that. So there's an application in the plan right now. So there really isn't a mechanism to just stop the application unless we communicate to the applicant that we don't want it there. But I would need direction from Council to say that, really.
Well, mine would be as the landowners, because mm-hmm. I've gone through this myself, is that as a landowner, I'm not interested in having it on my property.
Right. So we would need direction from Council, so maybe a motion from Council to say they do not want the applicant.
Okay.
Because the original application was signed.
Yep. No, okay, thank you. I think that's all the information about whether there's a need for a public the next meeting. Okay, do we got more questions? Joanna?
Thank you, through Chair DeBoer. I just want to echo Councillor Mazzapelli's statements. I don't personally think that hosting another meeting is going to change the sentiment of the people around the table. We've heard loud and clear that everybody at that meeting was vehemently opposed to having this tower in their neighborhood. So, you know, you can request another meeting, but it's not going to change the views. And I assume that they're the views that are shared by the gentleman that delegated. So wouldn't it be more productive to maybe look to the area and ward, area and regional councillor for Ward 5 to find an alternate solution to the situation as opposed to just requesting another meeting to hear the same thing?
Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the public is asking for this meeting. I think we owe the public the opportunity, those who weren't able to attend, to attend the meeting. I'm sure that their opinion will not change, but I think that it's important for Council to have all of those, and staff, all of that information here from the public, and then we make a decision. I'm not sure. I certainly don't think it's the right location either, but like you said, Ms. Dollett, there is a process in place, and the process, I don't know how we stop the process. I mean, we can give you direction and say we don't want it on that property, but I don't know if that's the right way to do it. I don't know if we would end up in some sort of a legal matter with Rogers. I don't know. But I do feel that if the people are asking to it for another meeting, then we owe them that.
Would you take a 2-minute recess? I want to just talk to Peggy for a second.
Okay.
Any further questions? Councillor Groves, you did have the floor wherever you are. You're out on the floor. Are you done?
Thank you. Just wanted to get clarification from staff, and certainly I would be happy to put a motion forward to just say no. But in speaking with staff, we cannot do that. We've got to wait for the report to come forward. And so that being said, I think it's important to have that other public meeting. Thank you.
Okay. So a motion then to support having a second meeting, at requesting Rogers to have a second meeting. All in favor? It's carried. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm just thanking the delegation. Just for a second here, Sylvia Kirkwood is back. I don't know how many people here know her, but Sylvia is back in manager of planning policy. Huh? Policy and sustainability. Manager of policy and sustainability. Sylvia was here quite a few years ago, and we stole her back from Guelph. Right? Guelph, right? Yeah, we stole her from Guelph. They're lost. I don't have money there now. My house is sold, so. Okay, so we're going to go to staff report 2017-76 regarding addendum to the council-approved community design plan and transportation master plan for Mayfield West Phase 2 secondary plan OPA 222, and that the modifications of the community design plan dated July 17th, prepared by NAC Design, and transportation master plan dated July 17th, prepared by Paradigm attach the schedules A and B to the staff report 2017-76 be approved. And it was Councillor Mezzapelli that asked for this to be held. And I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Mayor Thompson, seconded by Councillor Downey. So, Rob, you do have the floor, Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair DeBoer. So, I do have some questions I'm going to ask regardless, but I want to ask the, I guess, what it boils down to question first. This was a ruling, a settlement at the OMB that is final. So, in essence, am I correct in saying that we've already agreed to this through the board in consultation with the appellant, and we cannot appeal that decision?
Thank you, Chair DeBoer. So basically what this report is doing is saying that you've already approved the minutes. So each time we had basically four appeals on Mayfield 2. One withdrew, the other three, as they came forward, we brought forward reports to council saying these are the minutes, this is what it means, this is what it does. This is basically saying now that the OMB has cleared all the conditions and all the appeals, this is what your plan looks like. This is incorporating what the minutes you have approved into the plan. So really this is just information, and it has to go through the report. But there's no changes at this point because it's at the OMB. It's done.
Okay. So I have a lot of issue with what is outlined, the two amendments to the secondary plan, I guess it is. But just some quick questions. Will the population allocation change for Mayfield West Phase 2 as a condition of this? Because they're consuming commercial land and converting it to residential.
Through Chair DeBoer, so the numbers were supposed to stay the same. So basically the one appeal was to make the commercial section smaller, but they would still have the same amount of jobs, and the residential side bigger, but then it's just different types of housing. So the numbers still worked. It was just the change of the densities.
Okay, and I'm going to go to the report. And when I look at the consultant's report, and I look at the originally approved, endorsed framework plan, it shows a high density employment or population. Or am I reading that wrong? It's on the northwest corner of Road F, I think it's F and the Spine Road. And then when I look at what has basically been approved through settlement, that is gone. So I'm assuming that that's how the population maintains the same. We've eliminated high density, and we have incorporated low and medium density. Would that be a fair assessment?
That's correct.
Okay. So my concern there is higher density housing is something that certainly I support where it's appropriate. I think that was an appropriate place. So I think for the overall development, this will be a net detriment, but it is also an affordability component. Higher density housing is typically more affordable, so we are losing, I would put it that way, on that front. With the reconfiguration of the road network that was required, we went from having an internal road F that would have flown right through the Spine Road into the existing Brampton community, that with the realignment now ends up at a T intersection, which even the consultant in the report spoke about, it's going to have traffic implications. So, you know what, at this point, there was a number of issues that were identified by the consultant that I shared, that there was points of concern, uncertainty expressed, and that doesn't sit well with me when we're developing a community here. Another quick question, just looking through my notes. The report says that the community development plan will, sorry, the OMB stated that they will need to be adjusted to implement these changes. In the report, it states that the community development plan guidelines will remain in force. Is there any concern from staff that the guidelines will actually have to be compromised to accommodate these changes?
Through you, Chair DeBoer, I'll have to follow back the staff on that. I don't think that changes the guidelines in that fact. It's just changing certain uses of land uses and then the traffic uses. It doesn't change necessarily the guidelines.
Okay. The funding for the NAC and Paradigm report and I'm assuming future reports will be forthcoming. Will those be funded by the town or through development charges or the landowners group?
Through you, Chair DeBoer, all the studies are funded by the landowners group.
Okay. Last question is there any concern from staff? The report and the consultant indicates that there will be implications to accommodate these amendments, and they may have further implications to the whole community plan. Are staff at all concerned that other landowners within the landowners group may take exception to what is required to implement these two changes?
Through Chair DeBoer, when these minutes went through, when we brought them forward a while back, all the landowners were on agreement. So we actually worked with them in order to get the minutes of settlement completed. So they're aware of the changes. They know what's expected of them. They've seen the design plan. When we bring forward the development sequencing plan, we'll actually address a lot of the concerns through that.
Okay. I will finish up by just saying I know it's already been approved at the board, and we've signed on with the landowners group to them. So it's, you know, it is already done. I respectfully am going to not vote in favor of it because I do not like what I see as far as I think we are lessening what this community could have been and what was designed to be. I feel confident that it's going to get approved by council, but at a principle, I'm just going to express it that way. Thanks.
Thanks. Other than the changes that you just outlined, are there any other major changes that were outlined within this OMB decision?
Through you, Chair DeBoer, I think the only other one was the railway crossing. There was one removed. But other than that, all the changes were incorporated based on the minutes.
Okay. And the reality is this was settled by all parties, including staff, as far as the agreement is concerned.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, we're going to call the vote. You need me to read it again? All in favor? Carried. Okay. That's it. Correspondence? Oh. Is there any correspondence that needs attention? Oh. Oh, correspondence was one from Chair Dale and the Niagara Escarpment Commission, updated Niagara Escarpment plan. So, okay, meeting adjourned.